darling.
Yes, darling.
Are you listening?
Yes, darling.
Well, darling, shall we try it?
Heaven knows what the end of it may be, but do what you like with me.
Your hand here, please.
Here?
Your other hand there.
There.
Now sway.
Sway?
Yes, sway. Sway. You are doing your best, aren't
yes,
you, darling?
Of course, darling, but the swaying business...
Don't talk swing.
Just a bit
I'll
too
do all
much.
The talking that's necessary.
Swing.
I'm going to
but
swing you around.
Enough.
A simple
I
swing.
I really don't see we need both
Stop
this
talking.
Point.
Are you trying?
Not very. I'm afraid it's so early. I'm hardly
Come on
awake.
Now. Practice makes perfect.
I know.
Now back. Lumber more.
Lumber? Darling, I'm not a Canadian tree for
Lumber...
I'd rather do it the way we were doing
Lumber,
it.
Don't talk all the time. Lumber from the hip. Just lumber with me,
hip?
You understand?
Oh, now, yes.
I'm going to grip
that
you quickly with
rather...
my left hand under your knees.
Oh, darling.
How's that?
Talking.
And now the spin.
Darling.
The Dippers, from the novel by Ben Travers, adapted by Peter King. With Michael Williams as Henry, Judy Dench as Stella, Freddie Jones as Lord Mellingham, and Belinda Walker as Pauline.
Transatlantic liner after a tour
of the transatlantic
of the United
liner.
States of America.
Would that were true?
Where they are the sensation of the season, stopping only to adjust necktie and silver bongo. Spheros is proud to present to you the well-known professional ballroom dancing couple,
the Dippers.
Never heard of them.
They dance at Spheros.
Well,
hand,
sway,
more,
sway,
and swing and sway.
Lumber. More lumber.
And swing. Now.
Ready.
Steady.
Go.
Hand under the knees and...
Swing! Darling.
What, darling?
I wish we had toured America.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Zero's is no gin joint.
If only we could dance there every night.
Until that day, we do tuition and take engagements wherever they may be.
I wonder where we'll dance next.
Mellingham Hall.
Where's that?
Near Coom Paddy.
Coom
Paddy.
Coom Paddy.
I know it's Coom Paddy.
Coom Paddy in
Coom Paddy.
Yes, but I mean in Coom Paddy where?
Dorsetshire.
I'm sorry, the line is very bad. I didn't hear that.
I want to engage two of your most celebrated clients to dance at Mellingham Hall.
No,
I want them
the
to...
The most celebrated ballroom dancers won't go so far afield.
We can put them up in the hall.
They do like privacy. A hall is rather
hall,
a public
hall,
place.
Hall,
I can hear you quite clearly.
They can stay at the hall. Mellingham Hall. I am Lord Mellingham. Never mind. I want a ballroom dancing couple.
Well, we do have one specialist couple who may be willing to go so far afield.
No, we're not in Iceland.
Where, my lord?
Iceland.
Iceland?
Yes, Iceland.
Well, I think that might be rather far afield even
no,
for them.
No,
oh, I'm not even
no,
sure that...
No.
There's transportation. What is it be? Huskies and sledges?
Will you listen? I want them here at the hall. The hall is in Dorsetshire.
Oh, I see. Well, the Dippers have achieved a considerable reputation in America.
The who?
The Dippers.
Never heard of them.
They dance at Ceres.
What are their names?
Their name is Hank and Pauline Dipper, your lordship.
Well, if they can deliver the goods, you better bung them along.
Oh, certainly, your lordship. If I can take some details. Name?
Dipper.
Lord Dipper.
What?
Your name is Lord Dipper, your lordship.
Don't tell me what my name is.
You're not in any way related, Lord Dipper, to the dancing Dipper.
Mellingham. My name is Mellingham. Lord Mellingham, you flea-brained pigeon.
What a rude person.
Why, my dear? What did he do?
He sat in the most comfortable chair and proceeded to tell everyone how wonderful and successful he was, how he knew all the top people. Such a snob.
So why do you want to go to this party he's giving?
It isn't for me. It's for Helen.
Helen?
Elaine Monk's daughter. That evening after I'd gone, he promised to throw a party for Helen.
Yes, but why can't her mother chaperone her?
She can't get away to the country.
Oh, it's out of time.
I can't let her down. She was so kind to me after Jack died.
Of course, Stella. I know I can never take Jack's place, but I want you to know I love you. And I'll always be by your side.
I believe you mean that. The trouble is, Helen and I would have to travel Wednesday morning. I think she needs a little time to get used to the atmosphere.
I don't see why you shouldn't go then.
We were supposed to be going to that Aldwych farce in the afternoon, dearest.
Oh, yes, of course. Don't worry about that. Apparently that chap Tom Walls won't be there either.
But isn't he in charge?
Seems he misses most matinees. Prefers to go to the races.
So that's settled. Helen and I will travel Wednesday morning to her uncle's.
I'll find the time quite useful. One of my clients has asked me to go and see her urgently. Probably wants to change her will for the umpteenth time.
I won't see you before I go. Take care of yourself, Henry. Hot chocolate and early to bed.
I won't be up to any mischief. You'll be the one at the party.
Henry.
I hope your young charge enjoys herself and finds what she's looking for. I want to send a telegram... Regards your will, taking 3 o'clock train tomorrow. We'll draft your requirements and catch evening train back to London. Henry Tallboys. Oh, that's to go to Miss Starchfield, Fern Cottage, Coombe Puddy, Dorsetshire.
I wish to send a telegram. My name is Mrs. Tavistock. The telegram is to be sent to Lord Mellingham, Mellingham Hall, Coombe Puddy, Dorsetshire. And the message is to read as follows.
She is coming. We'll arrive with niece. Catch an 11 o'clock train from London. Assume we'll be met. You will be met, dear lady. You will. Reminds me of the big game hunting days. Get her in your sights. Bang! She's yours.
Did you call on
her? No, dear boy. Just received a telegram. A rather delightful young lady is coming tomorrow with her aunt. Her name is Helen Monk. Be sure you entertain her.
Yes, Uncle.
My lord.
What is it, Wattle?
There appears to be something amiss with the peacock on the front lawn. It is lying on its side.
Pick it up and put it on its feet, man.
It appears to be quite still. I'm not a medical man, my lord, but I would say that peacock is quite dead.
Of course, it's dead. It's one of the stuffed ones.
I will tell the maid to stop trying to feed it, my lord.
Wattle, how is the ballroom coming along?
Quite well, my lord.
And tell me when the dippers arrive.
Shipping,
pool, Darling, do you want me to take that banjo?
No, that's okay.
Why did you bring it, then?
To keep me company.
Oh, darling, I wish you were coming with me.
Hey, cheer up. Let's see you smile. You want me to do the shimmy shake? Hey, we could do a show right here on the platform. Shake with a shimmy and
Stop
shimmy with a shake.
Everyone is looking.
Hey, you should have brought a hat. They're all smiling, except the one I love.
Are you traveling, sir?
And only on my feet.
I have to close this door. All aboard.
I'll be in Coombe Puddy in good time. I couldn't not do the dance classes.
How will you come?
Train, maybe, or car.
Don't drive too fast.
See you later.
Goodbye, darling. Now, Helen, you look nervous about this party.
I am nervous.
Don't be silly, just relax. No one's going to bite. You're as good as anyone who'll be there. And you're prettier and younger than most of them will be.
That doesn't mean anything.
It means that several of the older gentlemen will be falling over themselves. Pay no attention to the attentions of any man over the age of 30.
Aren't all the richest ones likely to be over 30?
If you marry for money alone, you may end up with someone like Lord Mellingham. His wife will be very rich and very knowledgeable in one subject. Lord Mellingham.
Coombe Puddy, Dorsetshire, Coombe Puddy Station. This, dear ladies, is the armorial hall. Take care, the floor has just been polished out of the leopard skin.
How nice, Lord Mellingham. A mobile leopard skin.
My dear Mrs. Tavistock, yes, indeed. Mobile. This is the home of the portraits of the knights and ladies of yore, their coats and arms surrounding them, the blunderbusses and battle axes, weapons of their time.
Was there ever such a degree of domestic disharmony?
Oh, was there ever such a... Do take care not to fall over the tiger skin, Mr. Tavistock. And this is the study.
Such a lot of books.
Such a lot of animal heads. Did you big game hunt them, Lord Mellingham?
Yeah, one does not like to boast. This way, dear ladies.
Are we to leave the jungle?
And this is the drawing room.
Such big pictures.
Such big gilt frames. Tell me, Lord Mellingham, does one buy paintings like this by the yard?
Large ones were more expensive, so yes, one does. Step across to the conservatory. Dear ladies, one gains an even better impression of the room from that aspect. The bear you're standing on, Mrs. Tavistock, came from Canada. There. View the room from here. Be careful not to step backwards. There's a small artificial pond at your back, Helen.
Oh, my goodness.
Be not alarmed, Helen, my dear. Those crocodiles are stuffed and quite harmless.
Did you leave anything to the wild, Lord Mellingham?
We have made a great effort with this room to make it comfortable. And there's nothing actually in the pond.
All the same, I don't want it to drown indoors.
Mm. I'm just looking at the stuffed birds, aunt.
This room, the sort of room a man and wife could spend cozy evenings in, I had the ceiling specially designed. Mm. If you move to your left... Wattle!
My lord?
Kindly come remove this stuffed heron.
My lord?
No, not the stuffed flamingo, the stuffed heron.
Quite, my lord.
Do you have a taxidermist in the family, Lord Mellon?
Oh, I can see we are going to have such fun this evening. Tonight this room will undergo a marked transition.
This is to be our ballroom.
All is in readiness. You are the last of my house party to put in an appearance, Mrs. Tavistock. Several of the oldest and best county families will be represented.
Splendid. Mm. She's never had much of a chance, you know, poor Helen.
Helen is not my only guest of honour, you know.
Helen, dear?
Yes, aunt?
We mustn't take all of Lord Mellingham's time.
No.
I was just looking at the vegetation.
Well, you never know what might crawl out, dear.
Would you care to make the acquaintance of the other guests?
May we unpack first?
Wattle! There is still half an hour to tea, but if you are in need of anything at any time, you have but to say the word, ring the bell, or use the telephone.
The telephone?
Yes, the telephone is laid on in every room. I find it convenient.
Oh, how very nice.
I've got all the things out of the dressing case, Mum. Mm,
are you sure?
Oh, no, there's a picture.
Would you put it on the dressing table?
Is that your husband, Mum?
No.
Oh.
We're engaged to be married, Minnie.
He's a fine-looking gentleman.
Yes, thank you, Minnie, he is. Fine, upstanding. Solidly dependable. He's a much respected solicitor.
But I thought, Mrs. Tavistock, that you must already be married.
It was on the boat bringing them home. They were all so weak after their ordeal in the trenches. There was an epidemic.
I'm ever so sorry, Mum.
He was one of many tragedies.
Will there be anything else, Mum?
Well, there are one or two things you could help with. In the first place, could you show me which of all these switches on the wall operates which thing?
I hardly know, to tell you the truth about it, Mum. Last time I went to set the fan going, I went and warmed up that flat iron thing.
Yes, quite possibly. They all ought to be labelled, oughtn't they?
In the bathroom they are. You got wave, splash, plunge, shower, serve, gurge, swash and tornado. But how you get water into the bath in a Christian manner, I have not yet found out. Water hotted in the kitchen and carried up in a bucket is the natural
it's
fashion.
Quite many. Do you know how this telephone works?
Hello?
It's me, Helen. I thought we might as well use this thing.
Hello, Aunt Stella.
Helen, I want you to tell me something.
Oh, what, Aunt?
You know that night when Lord Mellingham was on his visit to you at Croydon and I came to see you?
Yes, Aunt.
How soon after that did he propose that you should come down here?
Almost the next day, if not quite.
Quite, I expect. And when your mother wrote to me and said she couldn't go with you, but that there was an idea that I should be asked instead of her...
Yes?
Helen, was your mother ever invited at all?
Oh, dear.
So, Lord Mellingham really asked you on condition that I come with you. Was that it?
Nearly it.
Very nearly, I should think.
Oh, dear, how did you guess? Did Uncle Percival tell you?
He told me just now.
Oh, Aunt... I'm sure Mother didn't mean to be deceitful, except in a good cause.
I will overlook the deception, Helen, if you promise me faithfully to have a good time.
Oh, Aunt.
Don't take your hat off. We'll brave tea time together, shall we?
Ah, Mrs. Tavistock, allow me to offer you some tea. And when you have partaken, I beg you to come to my aid.
Is this your nephew, Lord Mellingham?
Yes.
Aren't you going to introduce these young people?
Yes, of course. Peter... This is Helen, my niece Helen. This is Peter, my nephew.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What is troubling you, Lord Mellingham?
Well, in my anxiety to make tomorrow's entertainment as, what shall we say, fashionable as possible, I've booked a couple of those professional dancers who appear, I'm told, at dancing clubs and restaurants. And the idea was to provide an object lesson in the intricacies of the dance my nephew informs me is known as jazz.
Well, what happened?
They've unloaded their duds on you.
The agent said they were unable to secure the most celebrated dancers so far from London.
Exactly. They're sending a company.
They eventually made an engagement on my behalf. The artists in question are known as Hank and Pauline Dipper.
Not to me. I've never heard of them. I don't mind betting nobody else.
If I find they are second rate, I shall take steps to put matters right.
What will you do to them?
They will be sorry. They will rue the hour they entered Mellingham Hall.
What will you say to them?
Oh, dear me, dear me. You're well in that ditch. Cars is better on the road.
It was until your herd of cows appeared.
You're not English, are you?
No, I'm Hindu.
Good day to you.
Where are you going?
To milk the cows.
What about my car?
You can't milk a car.
How am I supposed to get it out of the ditch?
There's a garage down Blotton.
How far is down Blotton?
Down Blotton is 5 miles.
5 miles? Is there any transport?
Oh, there'll be transport.
Good, thankful for that. Where do I get it?
Down Blotton.
Which way?
This way.
Oh!
You like it?
What a tiny little summer house. Why, there's only room for about 2 people in it.
I understand that to be a feature of the pattern.
Oh, you do?
In the catalogue, it is designated the Cuddly House, which I presume is the designer's method of suggesting that his outhouse has been constructed mainly for the purposes of, tete-a-tete. Oh. Shall we enter?
I think I see a spider there.
Spider? Oh, surely not.
Oh, yes. Oh, a big one. Don't kill it, Lord Mellingham.
Kill it, dear lady? I fail even to see it. But a spider in my new summer house. I will inform the head gardener of this.
Helen, look what we found.
Oh, what a lovely little house.
It's the summer house.
Can we go inside?
I'm sure Uncle won't mind.
Go and show Helen the lake, Peter.
We'd rather look at the house.
I said, take Helen to the lake and show it to her.
A lake! Oh, I love a lake. Do take me to see it, too. Do you pump much?
I think we might leave such exercises to the youngsters.
Oh, I'm not too old to...
Walk to Coombe Putty Station. It will do me the world of good. All this strong country air. I'll see that will is deposited in the bank tomorrow. Good day, Mr. Archfield.
Oh, nothing like the sun shining on one's head. Grass of England beneath one's feet and the gentle breeze of the country in one's face.
I think we should be getting back.
Storm off
the
west.
Have you
noticed the
peacock on
the
front lawn? I wonder if there's something wrong with it. It's so still.
What? Why
did you say it was such a short distance to the station across the fields, Miss Starchfield? How many times have you made the journey yourself? Why did you say it was a pleasant walk? Why is English weather in summer so evil? Why is this case so heavy? Why did you want your will changed yet again, Miss Starchfield? Why is that bull watching me? Why am I in the middle of this field? You must be calm, Henry. A bull would never attack a solicitor, even a trespassing solicitor. Bulls are not aggressive unless provoked. He is an unprovoked bull. Even if he is coming towards you with his head down, he is never going to catch you, Henry.
He's going to catch me. Get away, go away.
Henry?
I said, go away.
You can jump this fence.
I'm telling you.
You have never jumped quite so high. But think of yourself as a horse. You are a horse, and you are going to live.
Please, no!
I've done it. I'm safe. The train.
Hold that train! Wait.
That train.
That train?
Yes, that's right.
You come through them for you?
Yes, yes, yes.
You more muddy.
Yeah, I know.
Lucky you didn't see the bull.
The train. Is that the train?
Oh, yeah, that's the train, all right.
Where?
There.
Where is it going?
Forward.
But where?
On the track.
To where on the track?
To the next station.
Is it for London?
What? The train? You are asking if the train is for London?
Yes, I am.
It is. Oh, that'd be the London train, right enough.
Quickly! Quickly!
Oh, he can't let you through.
Why not?
Now you have your ticket.
My ticket?
That's right.
I don't know where my ticket is.
Then you have to buy one.
Where?
Ticket office.
But the train is going.
I know it's going, but you can't go on the platform without showing your ticket. If I let one do it, they'd all be doing it.
It's gone.
Be gone.
Damn. When's the next?
There ain't another.
Is that the last train to London?
There'll be more tomorrow.
Oh, I must get out of this rain.
Oh, how am I going to get to London tonight?
You ain't.
What?
You ain't going to. That's what you ain't going to do. You ain't going to.
But I must.
No. We've had other chaps caught the same way afore now. They always had to bide.
To bide? Where?
Here, the cowshed.
What for?
For the night.
Now, the next train that stops here... In the morning?
Oh, up in the morning be the 3:15 milk and workmen.
Ah, that settles it. I'm not going home with the milk. I suppose there is an inn.
Ah, the plough. Plough. Just up the hill, about half
a
mile.
Just up the hill, about half a mile?
Ah, about half a mile. Or a mile.
It's not getting any nearer. Have they got beds?
Baths? No, they ain't got no baths.
What?
They ain't got no baths. A week on Tuesday, you see.
Well, what have they done with them?
With the baths?
Aye, the baths. I mean, yes, the beds.
Why, they got all the servants of them rich folks a-stopping at the hall, a-stopping at the plough, you see.
A-stopping at the hall, a-stopping at the plough?
You see, it's like this here. You see, the rich folk what's keeping company up the hall, they can't all bide up the hall, you see.
Why not?
Why, you see, there's so many of them. What with their selves, what with their ladies, and what with their men servants, and what with their women servants.
Oh, I see. And what with their he-asses, and their she-asses, and their he-goats, and their she-goats.
They ain't got no goat. I haven't heard tell.
They have. They got mine. So have you. All right, I'll simply sit here and see what happens.
Well, we'll have a tidy drop of rain, I reckon. Right cold it'll be this night. Dirty weather, it bodes. Thick and dirty. Cold, too, you see. Tidy drop of rain afore morn. Well, I must be moving on. Moving on.
I'm already beginning to like this place better.
Good night, E.
Oh, good night to you.
Aye, good night, G. Good night, E.
Oh, good night, good night, good night.
The musicians have arrived, my lord.
Have they?
The female dipper is taking supper in her room, but as yet there is no male dipper.
Ah, Mrs. Tavistock, dear lady. This is it. This is now the ballroom. Do you like it?
Most suitable. But I just wondered, the floor.
Marshal, did you go to the floor again?
I did, my lord.
Try it.
Try it, my lord?
Try it hard. But, try a few steps. Try it.
Very well, my lord.
Shall we go in to dinner? And afterwards we can work off its effects in the exercise of dancing.
I think perhaps Wattle might tone down the shine a trifle.
Oh, thank you, dear lady. Thank you. Wattle, tone down that shine.
Very well, my lord.
And Wattle, I want you to go to get this dipper fellow.
Go and get him. But, my lord...
But me no buts.
But the lady does not know if the male dipper is travelling by car or train.
I know, Wattle. If he comes by car, he'll be at the house anyway. If he comes by train, you will be there. Come along, let us go into dinner, Mrs. Tavistock. I'm going to place you by my side.
Ah, here you are.
Hello.
If I thought it was really likely you were here, I'd have come and fetched you earlier.
As a matter of fact, I didn't expect you at all. Well, that is...
We had a bit of trouble with the engines.
Really? Yes, so had I, in a way.
All our cars are being used very hard just now.
All of them? But how many cars have you got?
Six in all.
Six cars.
Oh, I wish I might be allowed to hire one of them to take me...
Hi. His lordship would never dream of letting you pay.
No, I see. But the truth of the matter is I want to try and get back to London tonight.
Oh, I see, sir. I understood that you expected to stop down here for the night.
Yeah, well, I did. But, of course, if you think his lordship would really lend me a car... You see, the trouble really is that his lordship doesn't expect me.
Oh, yes, sir. His lordship felt pretty sure that I should bring you back with me. That's why I came down here to the station. His lordship heard that you had a bit of bad luck.
Bit of bad luck? Yes.
Missed your train, didn't you?
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes, I certainly missed my train.
Yes, that's what his lordship heard. Or something of the sort, anyhow. So, you see, he sent me out scouting about for you.
Really? Extraordinarily thoughtful of his lordship.
Oh, not at all.
I don't quite understand why his lordship should know I was here all the same.
He didn't know. He just guessed.
But how often does he guess like that?
His lordship really says to me, you just keep on making inquiries in likely places in case he turns up.
Yeah, but who?
Why, you.
But who? Who am I?
You are the gentleman who missed his train.
Yes. I'm the gentleman who missed his train.
That's right, then.
Yeah, but I'm afraid there's some mistake. I want to go back to town.
Oh, he'll send you back to town, all right, if only you'll come and do your turn.
What do you mean?
No offence, sir.
Yeah, but I want to know what you mean.
My mistake, sir. I didn't mean to put it like that.
Look here, I'm afraid I must be frank with you.
I beg pardon, sir. No liberty intended.
No, but don't you see? You've made a great mistake.
I do now, sir. I spoke without thinking what I was saying.
Yes, but I'm not the man you take me for.
I see that now, sir. I'm very sorry if I offended
you. You don't understand.
Yes, now I do, sir.
You do not. I am not going to the hall.
Oh, don't say that, sir. His lordship would be terribly upset to think you've taken such offence.
I haven't taken offence.
Then please do jump into the car, sir. Please.
By gad, I'll go and see his lordship. It's the very best thing I can do.
Snake at all with the tail of a Bengal tiger.
Well, the gentleman is here, my lord.
Gentleman? You mean the Dipper?
Yes, my lord.
Ah. Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dipper has arrived.
His lordship is very pleased to hear that you have arrived.
Is that his lordship I hear laughing?
Yes, sir.
He seems in excellent form.
His lordship says that you're to be shown to your room to dress, sir.
Yes.
The footman will show you the way.
I'm afraid that I can't dress, you see.
Oh, haven't you brought your dress clothes with you, sir?
Well, I've lost them. But that isn't the point, exactly. I want to see his lordship undressed. I mean,
well,
I
sir,
can't dress.
Well, sir, then I'd better go and inform his lordship that you have lost your clothes and have arrived without any. Clothes, my lord. Lost.
None. Lost.
None. Yours, my lord?
Mine.
About the same size.
Not too small.
I don't believe so, my lord.
Don't want to impede the fellow's movements.
Shall I show him?
Yes. Don't want to lose him.
His lordship desires me to convey you to his room, sir, and to look you out some clothes.
Oh, well. I may as well feed off these people. If they simply refuse to let me explain what has happened, that's their lookout. Besides, I shall probably feel in better form for bearding the old lord after I've got some dinner inside me.
Now, that is his lordship's dressing room. I will come back here and see what I can find for you to put on. But first, no doubt, you would like to see your room, which is the one at the end of the passage. The lady is there.
The lady?
Yes, your lady, sir.
Good God.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. Nobody can help missing a train. And I'm sure the lady will forget she was ever worried about you now she sees you've arrived safe and sound.
I bet she won't.
Come in.
I will look into your clothes, sir.
Your husband, madam.
How do you do?
You're not my husband.
I'm sorry.
How dare you come here and pretend to be my husband?
I didn't. Everybody seems to think I'm somebody else, except you. You're the only person who knows who I am.
But I haven't the faintest notion who you are.
I mean, who knows who I'm not?
I know you're not my husband anyway.
You're the only person who does. Everybody's under a delusion. I myself didn't know till a moment ago that you were my wife. I mean, weren't. I didn't know I had a wife.
You needn't trouble to be funny.
I didn't know I was funny.
Well, now tell me something you do know. Why are you here instead of my husband? Did he send you?
I don't even know who your husband is.
You don't know an awful lot, do you?
Yeah, no. Oh, please don't ask such intricate questions. I'll explain everything in a minute.
People who don't know anything generally try and do that.
Would you be so kind as to tell me who your husband is? I feel that would help.
Hank P. Dipper, why are you putting that bag down in my room?
Hank? Because if you don't mind, it's so heavy. Hank?
Yes, Hank P. Dipper. The great Hank P. Dipper.
The great one?
Did you ever hear of more than one?
No, I never even... the great one is the only... I'm quite sure that... of course, I'm not much up in society, you know, and I don't know that
For goodness sake, don't keep on saying I don't know.
I didn't say you didn't know. I'm sure you can throw much more light upon this mistake than I can, if you wouldn't mind telling me more about your husband.
I suppose that you have heard of Hank and Pauline Dipper.
Oh, Pauline?
Yeah, that's me, of course.
Oh, I see. Pauline, that's you. And who's Hank?
Hank? Why, my husband?
Yeah, now I'm getting at it. Then I'm Hank.
You're certainly not.
No, but they think I am.
Who do?
The people here. The butler does. And the others.
Why did you let them? Did you want them to believe that you were my husband?
They wanted to, themselves. I'm very sorry. You're the first person I've met who seems to raise any objection to my being your husband. I'm very sorry.
So am I. Very sorry. I wish you were my husband.
But... really? I say, what makes you wish that?
You needn't think I'm satisfied about you yet, because I'm not.
No. After all, you've only known me for...
Do you mean to say that all those people downstairs solemnly believe that Mr. Dipper has arrived?
Yes. The butler told the old lord so. I tried to stop him, but couldn't. The butler is the biggest fathead I've ever encountered. He's responsible for a great deal of this muddle. For one thing, he worried me into coming up here to put on the old lord's clothes. And for another thing, he worried me from the station. No, in the old lord's bedroom. When I was weak with the thought of a cold night in a cowshed wearing damp clothes. Why anyone should engage such a blockhead, I say, I'm really very, very sorry. It wasn't meant to be cruel. Cruel.
I waited so long for Hank and hoped. And then at last I hear the good news that my husband has arrived. And instead of my husband dashing into the room as I expected, what do I find?
What?
When everything depends on Hank getting here tonight, look what arrives.
Tastes vary, of course. Still, however fine a specimen Hank may be, I don't think you need to go on referring to me as what?
You wouldn't try to make a mock of me if you knew what trouble and anxiety I
swear I'm not trying to mock. I can't bear to see you so distressed. If I'd known you were really likely to take it to heart, I would have resisted that fool of a butler by brute force.
And had made some suggestions to me.
What? Aren't I made some suggestions to you?
Yes. Here I am without a husband. Be suggestive.
It's really awfully embarrassing to me, this sort of thing. Still, I suppose you must be a woman of the world. I expect you know the one about there was a young woman of barking.
What on earth are you talking about? If you can't behave like a gentleman...
You particularly asked me not to behave like a gentleman. You said be suggestive.
Do you for the last time know anything about my husband?
No, I do not. And I'm only too pleased to hear that it's for the last time.
How dare you suggest that I was suggesting that sort of suggestion?
How was I to know what sort of suggestion you were suggesting when you said be suggestive?
Then kindly get out.
Wait a moment. I think we may have misunderstood each other.
Excuse me, sir, madam.
Wattle, don't you knock.
I thought you said enter, sir.
I did not.
Perhaps the lady...
She did not.
I heard voices, sir.
The voices did not say enter, Wattle.
Very good, sir. Shall I go out again?
What have you got there?
Your dinner, sir.
My dinner?
Shall I instruct Francis to take it away?
No, Francis may leave it.
The clothes are already in his lordship's room, sir, but no doubt you will prefer to take your dinner first, while hot.
Yes. I should like my dinner while hot.
Yes, Francis, you may put it down. Should you fail to find anything you require when you come to dress, sir, will you kindly either ring or phone? What will you take with it, sir?
You said something a little while ago about how you wish me to be brighter and to assist you in falling back on me. I didn't quite grasp your meaning at the time, but I'm beginning to feel better now, and I hope you will allow me to try again. So please, tell me exactly what the trouble is. I say please do. I can't bear to see you distressed.
I shall go on being distressed until I have news of Hank.
Hank's all right. I'm sure he is. Don't you worry. All I've told you is perfectly true. I'm here and they think I'm Hank. I feel so much better now. My only regret
is that you're unhappy.
Oh, you'd be unhappy if you were faced with a disaster like I am.
Disaster? No, Hank has simply lost his way. You'll find him again.
Unless I find him now, I'm done for. Don't you see?
I can only suppose that you say that because you are such an extraordinarily affectionate wife. In your eyes, any man but Hank is a mere wart.
Well, I hope so. But it's not my love I'm thinking of at the moment. It's my pocket.
Tell me, when you speak of your fee, I suppose you charge for coming and, well, sort of helping out the old lord with his party, entertaining them and, well, being a sort of extra attraction, as it were, and showing him how the thing is done by the best people.
That's it, exactly. But you don't suppose we do it for nothing?
Yeah, no. I don't suppose it would be worth your while.
Worth our while? I should think not.
No, of course not. I have heard of people in the country having dined celebrities of your sort from London. Yeah, but by the way, don't you as a rule dine with the other people?
No, not as a rule.
I'm surprised at that too. I should have thought that was about the first thing you'd be called upon to do.
Why? Do you think we should be expected to dance on the table?
No, but without resorting to extremes, you might serve to brighten up what is sure to be a pretty dull affair.
Anyway, Hank's lost his way, and I wanted that money so badly.
But surely to goodness you'll get your share of the money.
Well, unless he turns up, I shan't appear at all. I can't do anything on my own without him.
Does he exercise some weird influence over you or something?
Oh, don't be so silly. How could I carry on alone? I shouldn't have the face to try.
I say, try a drop of this. Wonderful stuff. It's made me feel a different man already.
I haven't a friend in the place, besides all the anxiety. If I knew anybody here, it might be easier.
Easier? No, by George. Wait a moment. Oh, please don't cry.
I can't help it. I'm done for.
Done for? I don't follow you. Do you really mean to say that the old lord won't stump up this fee you speak of unless your husband is here with you?
Of course he won't.
The old lord doesn't seem to be taking any risks.
Is that what you call being kind?
If you will only stop crying, I'll be so kind that he won't miss Hank a scrap.
Oh, I say. Isn't it a pity that you're not qualified to take Hank's place?
But I consider I am qualified, if it comes to that.
You're not an expert, are you?
Well, it depends what you call an expert. I've been accustomed to moving quite decent society, and I think I can do pretty well all that is required of me.
Can you honestly? All these people here think you're Hank. Really, it seems almost a pity that they shouldn't go on thinking it. Do you think you could go on being Hank, just for the time being? If you're really some good, I could pull you through.
Oh, thank you. It isn't that part that I'm nervous about. But it would mean embarking on a gross deception.
Oh, and please.
No, please don't start to weep again.
I expect it's for the best. You'd only go and give it away if we tried it on.
I certainly shouldn't do that. In fact, I don't mind betting that I'm quite Hank's equal, whoever he may be.
They wouldn't think it was Hank when they saw you.
But they think so now.
Let's risk it.
Oh, all right.
Oh, you're a sport. The first thing is for you to go on and put on those borrowed dress clothes. Mm. Then come straight back here to me, and we'll put in a little practice before we go down. Now, don't go and get cold feet while you're dressing.
Practice? How do you mean exactly practice? Do you mean that we shall go on in here as if we were downstairs and pretend that the other people are looking on?
Yes, of course. What do you suppose I mean by practice? Rehearse, if you'd prefer to call it that. I'll show you some of my latest stunts.
What sort of stunts?
Oh, I've got a new and very fetching sort of hesitation that I'll show you how I do. Hmm? And one or two rather neat things. One of them is a very natty step with one's middle well pushed out in front. You know, quite the latest.
My George, you certainly do the thing thoroughly.
Oh, don't waste time now. And mind you come straight back here. Hank! Don't be long away from me, will you?
Of course not.
And I say...
Yes?
I think you're a dear.
Oh, thank you. Oh, me.
Oh, my.
What dark shall make your eyes?
It's him. The dancing gentleman is the man in Mrs. Tavistock's photograph. And she thinks he's an honest, respectable solicitor. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, Mom. What's he saying? Talking to himself.
I don't suppose you noticed her black silk petticoat. Enough. I must find my clothes.
I shall wait until he comes out. I shall hide behind the polar bear. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Mellingham looks to be rather a large person. At least it's all dry. To take your eyes off her silk stocking.
I was admiring the match.
The matching leg?
The match of petticoat and stocking.
You were admiring the shapely outline of calf and instep. You've always been over keen on feet.
That chivalry demanded that I embark on this undertaking. Shirt is too large. Trousers are even larger. Still, if I pull them right up.
You, a respected solicitor, are about to become a party to an action of deceit.
I'm merely indulging in a bit of fun. There, how does that look?
Ridiculous. Fancy this country fellow employing a couple to demonstrate London manner. And you
getting involved. I had to. She thinks me a dear. What could any man do but make some effort on behalf of so compassionate an object?
Fool. A woman who openly boasts of carrying social artificiality to the point of cultivating an enticing hesitation of manner. A woman who trains herself to walk in public with her middle well pushed out in order to observe the latest fashionable extravagance of equipoise. Fool!
Her or me?
Both of you. Fools, fools, fools.
Jacket a little long in the sleeve, but passable.
Here he is. Oh, he's changed. He's got his lordship's dress on.
You know what's happened, don't you? Go on, admit it. Yes, yes. Admit all orders. You have been seduced.
Oh, ma'am. Out of his very mouth. Oh, ma'am. You must be warned.
Come, dear people, make the most of the time. Lead the way before all my fail. Comment your... Mrs. Tavistock, dearest lady, I feel you are the only one I can confide in. Over dinner, I noticed a certain quietness in your manner. Do not be overawed by the fine dishes and magnificent stones around
you. I will try very hard.
What's the matter with you, Minnie? Have you lost the cat or something?
Begging your pardon, your lordship? No, your lordship.
What is it?
Nothing, your lordship.
Haven't you got anything to do?
Yes, your lordship.
Then run along and do it.
Yes, your lordship.
Yes. Well, where were
I? You felt that I was the only person you could confide in?
Oh, yes, yes. The Dippers. I can only trust that the dancing of Mrs. Dipper is more remarkable than her mentality. The whole attitude seems strangely dilatory. Well, dear lady.
I expect they'll be ready by the time they're wanted.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said come in, you know, and I thought you'd have finished putting your dress on.
Well, so I have.
Oh, have you? I'm sorry. It's a mistake anyone might make.
It's a very pretty dress.
I know it is, only isn't it a bit, so to speak?
What do you mean? This is the dress which makes it so important for me to get that fee. It's a beauty.
Yeah, I know it is. I haven't anything against the dress at all, but if it comes to that, you haven't very much. I don't wish to be personal. I think it's a charming dress. Only I didn't know that evening dresses were quite so, so middlemost.
You didn't expect me to appear in an ordinary evening gown, did you?
No. Although I don't know you very well, I don't think I ever expected that.
My shoulders are generally admired.
Yes, I can see that.
And you know, or ought to know, that in a good many of one's more spirited movements, the shoulders come into play pretty freely. People like to watch that.
By Jove, you do think of things.
And regarding my legs...
Oh, right.
You don't expect me to dance in a train, do you?
To dance in a train?
Oh, look here, don't stand and waste time with your footling remarks. We've got to look sharp. They've already been inquiring about us on the phone. Every moment we have together is precious.
What a strange woman you are. What do you want me to do now?
Catch hold of me and let me get an idea of your form. Come on, catch hold and let's see what you can do.
That hurt.
Oh, look here, don't you imagine I'm putting up with that sort of thing? Do the thing properly without wasting time.
Good God! Do you expect me to bite you?
Can't you do what's required of you in the proper way?
Proper? You ask me to behave as though I were your husband. I kiss you and you assault me. What do you want me to do?
Why, dance up and down this room, of
dance
course.
Dance up and down the room? No, hang it, there are limits, you know. I suppose the next thing you want me to do will be to scale up to the top of the wardrobe. No, you can't pull my leg quite as much as all that.
But we must rehearse.
So you keep saying, but I haven't a glimmering of what you mean by that rather vague term.
You know what Hank and I do.
Yeah, well, you've been standing in a peculiar position for about 2 minutes. Has that anything to do with it?
When you said you could take Hank's place, you meant that you were a tip-top dancer? Oh, please say you meant that.
Dancer?
Good Lord! Now I begin to see.
And I've just told them that we shall be down in no time to entertain them.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry, but I simply can't help laughing. I'm afraid we've been rather at cross purposes. Well, look at these beastly clothes. The idea of appearing in them as comic and operas for dancing in them.
And did you suppose that they made it worth our while to come down to a place like this and do nothing gracefully for a handsome fee?
Yes, I did. I imagine that the old lord, well, simply hired you, to put it bluntly, to come and to be one of his party. I know I should try and do the same thing if I were an old lord, though I don't suppose I should make quite such a point of hang. And the party would possibly be very much more exclusive.
And you don't feel capable of putting up a good enough show to take these people in.
Exactly. Hello, I say, what's up now? You were laughing a moment ago. Don't say you've got hysterics. Where's that champagne?
No, it's only the disappointment. It's much worse than it ever was now. I'm not angry with you. Please don't think that.
I should jolly well hope you weren't. I shouldn't think of offering to try and do a service to a lady who was angry with a man because he doesn't jazz.
Can you be of service to me if you won't try and jazz?
Who says I won't try and jazz?
You will.
I promise to help you as I saw fit. I dare say I shall make a howling mess of it, but that's your lookout. I would do what you call upon me to attempt if Hank was a trainer of wild beasts.
Oh, this is topping of you.
Not at all.
I may be able to pull you through if you'll hold me tight and let me guide you.
Oh, if it's merely a question of holding you tight.
Come, let's try and see how we get on.
All right. Heaven knows what the end of it may be, but do what you like with me.
We'll start with a simple step. Right hand here, please. That's it. Now, forward.
Forward.
What are you looking so excited about, Minnie?
Oh, madam, it's very queer. The dancing gentleman arrived late and dressed himself in his lordship's room.
I know, so does his lordship. It's all quite right.
Oh, but madam, it's not begging your pardon. The dancing gentleman has now gone along the passage to the old bedroom where the dancing lady is. And I happen to know that he's not the dancing lady's husband at all.
Well, these rather artistic people are often a little bit careless about their relationships.
He's not the lady's husband because he's your fiancé, ma'am.
Nonsense, Minnie.
Oh, ma'am, he is the same man you took out your suitcase when you was...
It must just be a likeness.
But, ma'am, the gentleman was talking to himself, and I even heard him say his name, ma'am.
Say his name?
He didn't say me, ma'am. He was muttering away to himself. Ma'am, oh, ma'am, such a wicked look on his face, ma'am.
Yes, well, that certainly isn't my Henry.
Oh, ma'am, his name is Henry. He said his name was Henry.
Nonsense, it's impossible. If he said his name was Reginald, he'd have said the same.
No, ma'am, he said his whole name, ma'am.
His whole name?
Yes, ma'am.
But you don't know Henry's full name.
I know, ma'am, but I'm so sure it was him that I know it'd be the same.
What did he say, Minnie?
He said, ma'am, oh, ma'am, he said, Henry Tallboys, you have been...
Tallboys?
Oh, ma'am, it is him. I'm right. I'm sure, ma'am.
He said, Henry Tallboys, you have been... Have been what, Minnie?
Oh, ma'am.
Have been what?
Seduced, ma'am. That's what he said, ma'am. You have been seduced. Oh, ma'am, Henry Tallboys, you have been seduced.
Yes, Minnie, I heard you the first time.
Sway?
Yes, sway, sway.
Sway, sway.
You are doing your best, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, I tell you, I
All right, try again. Sway. Oh, don't oversway.
Yeah, but this swaying business is a bit steep for a simple step. Oh,
don't talk,
it?
I'll do any talking that's necessary. Now, swing me round.
Swing? Really,
swing, I feel... a simple swing. Now, back again, lumber more.
Lumber? But you see...
Lumber, don't talk all the time. Lumber from your hip.
Hip?
Oh, you're awful.
Oh, you're quite hopeless, I should think.
Now try gripping me quickly with the left hand under the knees.
Great Scott, is that done in the jazz?
Oh, the movements which I'm trying to show you are peculiar to the professional dancing. Ow, don't pinch. Can't you be a little more easy about it? What's your other hand doing? Your right. Take it off my elbow.
It only shows that my right hand doesn't know what my left hand is doing, or it certainly wouldn't be content with an elbow.
Put your right hand on my waist and lift it.
There you are.
That's right. Now keep me there. You've got to try spinning while holding me up.
Spinning? Good heavens.
I'm not heavy. Go on.
Yes, but I'm a rotten spinner at the best of times. Which way?
There's only one way to spin, round and round.
Oh, no, you're wrong. There's clockwise and anti-clockwise.
Either. Only do be careful, please. You're pinching me frightfully.
I have told you, but that... There. I've got you ready. Steady.
Go.
Well, hello.
Good evening, Hank.
Stella.
What are you doing here?
I didn't you introduce me. Why didn't you put that lady down?
Yes, put me down, Hank.
Yes, of course. Well, Mrs. Tibbal, Pauline, my wife. This is Mrs. Tavistock, my fiancée.
Would you like to try and explain, Henry, dearest?
Men make such rash promises when women weep.
I think they're growing impatient for you downstairs. Hank.
Mom?
Minnie, I've called you into my room to ask you if you can keep a secret.
Cross my heart, nope, did I, Mom?
It is not for my sake, except indirectly. It is Mr. Tallboy's secret, and I keep it because I'm a friend of his, and you must keep it because you are a friend of mine.
Oh, Mom, what is it, Mom?
I want you to tell nobody that Mr. Tallboy's is really Mr. Dipper.
But is he? Oh, Mom, is he?
Well, you've seen for yourself.
But you said he was a solicitor, Mom.
Yes, he is, but nobody knows that Mr. Tallboy's dances for a profession. It is not the thing that a man in his position can be expected to be proud of. If some of his clients knew about it, they would not be anxious to acknowledge him as their solicitor. If they could see him now...
In that old bedroom
with the dancing lady.
Oh, indeed. Oh, madam, she's white.
No, Minnie, she is not. These professional people often appear together as man and wife when they are not so. Mm. It is easier for them to get engagements or something, I believe. Mm-hmm. But that lady is not Mr. Tallboys' wife. That is why I've brought his clothes along to this room. He may have to sleep here.
Oh, madam, is he your wife? I mean, you his?
No, Minnie. I shall sleep elsewhere, of course.
Oh, where?
Well, I don't know yet. Now, mind you don't say a word about all this to anyone. Perhaps Mr. Tallboys won't sleep anywhere. I shall have to wait and see what's going to happen. I'm not quite sure what Mr. Tallboys' intentions are. I wonder whether he is.
Here are Mr. and Mrs. Dipper, Lord Mellingham.
My dear lady, how can I be a positive hostess? I'm beginning to fear that you'd fail us, Mr. Dipper.
Yes, I miss my train, Your Lordship.
Yes, I'm grieved to hear that you lost your belongings.
Yes, it was really that which made us so late in coming down.
Yes, well, you found all you required in my wardrobe, I trust.
Oh, much more, and it was awfully kind, of course. I only wish they were a bit smaller.
They are a bit big.
I must say, I think you are fortunate in being provided so readily with them, madam.
Oh, we're very grateful to you, and as a matter of fact, my husband's appearance in them has given us a rather happy idea.
Huh.
As they make him look so grotesque...
Grotesque? Those clothes were cut by London's premier tailor.
Well, I'm not running the clothes down. Anyone who knows anything about clothes can see they're a perfectly good, slap-up, fashionable outfit. But he's half a size too small for them and looks rather an ass, doesn't he?
I'm not prepared to state how far I consider the clothes are to blame for that.
Well, it suits our purpose because we are going to give you the first performance of a new dance just invented by my husband. It's supposed to be a semi-barbaric affair, and so, for that dance at any rate, his appearance will be well in keeping.
Indeed.
Isn't it splendid? I've just been hearing about it. It's supposed to represent a certain kind of dance performed by primitive Eskimos. Just think. It may make a hit in London, and we shall have been the first people to have seen it at your house party, Lord Mellingham.
True, dear lady.
May I also suggest, before they dance for you, you do all you can to soothe Mrs. Dipper's nerves. She's awfully upset about her husband being so late and unprepared. I believe the rain has stopped. Perhaps a few minutes in the fresh air.
Oh, very well, if you think it absolutely necessary. Mrs. Dipper, will you take a turn round the garden?
Thank you.
Stella, quiet. But Stella, I was seeing a client in Combe Putty. You never said you were going to Combe Putty. If I'd known you were there, we would have travelled together. I missed my train.
Henry?
Yes, dear?
The study. You surpass yourself, Henry.
Hmm?
You've done some escapades in your time.
How do you know?
But don't be so snappy. I know because you've generally come to me to be helped out of them.
Well, you know that I never undertook this appalling business to please myself.
I know. It was really due to your mistake in not grasping that Mrs. Dipper was a dancer. But wasn't it rather unnecessary to offer to impersonate her husband at all?
Oh, and what is all that nonsense about you being seduced? You were overheard talking to yourself by Minnie.
I meant those sad eyes, those pathetic tears. I was seduced into an act of folly.
I know you have a tender heart, dear Henry, but a man who takes a tender heart to a jazz party is like a missionary who takes a tender body to the cannibal islands. He's simply asking to be bitten.
If I were doing this to please myself, I wouldn't do it.
Of course, I can see that Mrs. Dipper is a very taking woman.
I can't. I think she's a singularly unattractive person.
Oh.
But I didn't think that ought to sway me against
Henry.
Her. It's quite true. When you appeared on the scene, I had already decided to check the whole thing and face the consequences. I was very surprised to find that you wanted me to go through with it. I don't mind either way, or rather, I mind a good deal both ways. I simply rely on your judgment.
Well, you're not the only person who's got into trouble in this house through trying to do someone a good turn. There are complications in the situation which you...
Well, if
realize.
There's anything more complicated than gripping a young woman under the knees and spinning, I throw my hand
in. I want to get away from this house as quickly and as unostentatiously as possible.
Oh, you do too. Well, I'm not surprised to hear that, Stella. Certainly doesn't seem our style of house. My original idea in coming to it was to get away from it as soon as possible, too.
Listen, Henry, I'm already being gossiped about by everybody in this place. It's my own fault. I should never have come. They all think I'm going to marry Lord Melling.
What? How on earth can they think that?
Yes, I want to lie low and slip away tomorrow morning before any harm is done. Now you see, my dear Henry, if we were to disclose that my fiancé was in the house all the time in the character of Mr. Dipper, it could hardly fail to lead to a great deal of scandal. So, you see, it's really for my sake that I want you to do your best and not to be found out. Now you see what
yes,
I'm getting.
Yes, I see. But I tell you what, Stella, there's rather one serious drawback. And that is that I certainly shan't be able to dance with these people for many minutes before they find out that I'm an absolute mug at the game.
Well, there I think you're wrong, Henry. You'll be all right for the first dance. You simply expected to lumber about in a clumsy sort of way. And once the audience has got the idea that you're an expert, they'll think anything you do is correct. The chief point in favour of advanced art in any form is that the worse you do it, the cleverer you're considered.
What about borrowing a car from the old lord and making a bolt for it? That's what I came here for, and your being here and also in difficulties seems rather to point to the advisability of flight.
Unfortunately, I'm not the only woman you have promised to help this evening.
Stella, I'm awfully sorry about that.
I understand, dear Henry. No. Only I do trust that these little flutters of yours are only bachelor habits.
Habits? Dash it, Stella. I've never been so badly involved as this before.
Well, try and brave it out and all will be well.
I'll do my best. You're not going to leave me, are you, Stella?
I must for a few minutes. There are one or two little affairs to settle about what is going to happen to us tonight.
Going to happen to us tonight? More? Please don't say this anymore.
Leave it to me.
I wish I could.
I'll be back in good time to see you through the Eskimo business.
Oh, all right, Stella.
Pardon me, sir, but the head of the party composing the band desires a word with you.
The band? They don't know me, do they?
Do you know them, sir?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, they don't know you, sir.
How do you know?
That is the point, I believe. I think the head wants to see you read the question of tunes you desire them to play for you.
Oh, I don't mind. Let me see now.
I think you'd best see him.
I'll fit in with what they've got.
You'll fit in with what they've got?
Yes, yes, I'll fit in with what I've just told you, that bottle. Please don't keep telling me what I've just told you.
I will convey your message. Mm. You'll fit in with what they've got.
Mr. Dipper,
sir. Well, what... Well, what is it?
I do understand that you're really...
Yes, that is very nearly, in fact, quite.
What is it, Minnie?
Nothing, your lordship.
Haven't you got
yes,
anything?
Yes, your lordship.
Well, Mr. Dipper,
have you got my wife?
Haven't you got her?
You took her out on the terrace.
She came back in.
Perhaps she went upstairs.
It is nearly time for the guests to have supper.
They've only just had dinner.
You still haven't trodden the dance floor. Come along, Mr. Dipper. Look alive, sir.
What?
Alive, I said. I'm disagreeably surprised at your attitude.
I have got some attitude coming, which I hope will compensate, my lord.
As soon as she's down, I expect you to perform.
Mr. Dipper, my name is Minnie.
Yes, I know.
How do you know?
Lord Mellingham just said, what is it, Minnie?
Oh, sir, I know I ought not to speak to you.
Why not?
Because we have never met.
Oh, haven't we? Good.
You are Mr. Dipper, aren't you?
Why?
You must excuse me. I so particularly want a word with you. I wanted to speak to you about something rather delicate.
Delicate?
Yes.
Oh?
I wanted to talk to you about clothes. I have been so interested in those articles of yours.
They're not really mine, you know.
Not really yours, sir?
No.
They are so full of weighty matters, sir. I've done my best to understand them, but
You didn't write them yourself, sir.
Oh, those articles.
Yes, the articles in the Society Lady.
You read Society Lady?
Mr. Wattle gets them for me.
Oh, does he? Does he read it then?
I'm several behind. I just wanted to ask about hygienic underclothing for ladies.
Ah, oh, yes, well,
as I say, they're not really mine.
It's just you never said how long they should be worn for.
Didn't I? Several months.
You don't mean that, sir.
No. As I say, I only learned by name.
Oh, dear, that'd be a terrible disappointment, sir.
I'll look into it, the time factor. Ah, here come the ladies.
Oh, thank you, sir. I would be most grateful, because I know you didn't mean months.
No, weeks.
Weeks?
Days. Stir. Oh. Mrs. Tavistock.
Oh, yes.
Oh, heavens.
What on earth's the matter?
Minnie.
She's a very sweet girl. She's my maid.
She's been asking me questions.
What about?
Hank.
You haven't gone and given us away, have you?
Your Hank seems a pretty queer fish.
I suppose you've been doing your best to ruin everything.
As a matter of fact, I've managed to get out of a pretty intricate situation.
Good. Then there's nothing to worry about. We've just settled the one trifling difficulty.
One?
She means our bedroom.
I beg your pardon?
I suppose you noticed that they had given us a double bedroom. It'll be all right, though.
It will be nothing of the sort, will it?
No. We have arranged that you shall sleep in my room, Henry.
Oh, good Lord.
Mrs. Dipper and I will share the double room. When we turn in, which will probably be in the small hours, you must come along quietly to my room and I will go and join her.
It's all perfectly simple.
Oh, perfectly. Especially when the maid brings the tea in the morning and finds me asleep in your bed.
You can get up early and go out. And then Mrs. Tavistock can nip back to her own room.
Yes, I dare say. But I may not want to get up early.
Right,
and
Henry.
In any case, this is going to be tricky work.
That's enough, Henry.
I'm getting into all of these beds. And
are you
out
ready?
You're ready.
Oh, yeah, but yes, you're Lordship, I think so.
You must be. The guests are growing impatient. You come to this house with a given purpose and aimed it to Giles. I feel justified in demanding that you proceed to Giles forthwith.
You'll find it's been worth waiting for.
Most
I'm glad to hear it. Driven by the amount of your fee, I anticipate
that
no
is our usual
display,
charge.
You understand. I have no desire to challenge it.
Oh, yet. That's all right, then.
As for you, sir, you arrive late. I actually have to provide you with a conventional evening costume.
Thank you, Lordship. Anyone could have a break.
This lady must
reach
you.
I think they're starting another dance now.
I will stop them. Band's merely killing time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Dipper will now perform...
For the first time?
For the first time...
An eccentric dance called the Eskimo Lumber.
An eccentric dance bearing the title of the Eskimo Slumber.
Lumber.
Oh, beg your pardon. The Eskimo Lumber.
The band are playing musical kids. I told them to start slow.
Distinguished county families, indeed. Nothing but a lot of flat-headed noodles with too much money. Come on, Miss, I'll show them. My legs. Where are they?
Catch hold of me.
There are people. So many people. Why can't they go away? Go for their supper or something.
Yes.
I can't.
Do
I can't.
Your best. Don't do any
they won't move.
Just lumber like an Eskimo. When I disengage and step back. Yes. Lumber after. It doesn't matter. You'll look like a fool. And then, too. When I was the swing and knees, you know what to do.
Ah, here they are at last.
Where did he get those clothes?
Oh, doesn't she look wonderful?
Well, you wake up in the morning and you never know, do you? Who would have thought just missing a train would cause me to be here now, dancing in front of these people? dancing indeed. Laughing at me. I must look ridiculous, behaving like some creature out of the snowy wastes. I feel terrible. A fool. I'm giving up. No, I can't give up. I'm not letting that bellowing bully get the better of me. He'd take away the Dipper's fee. He'd probably lock them in the dungeons. I'm sure he'll have some. He'd lock me in as well. He would destroy Stella's reputation and mine. No decent person would employ a ridiculous lumbering Eskimo as their solicitor. But it's the others. I owe it to the Dippers, to Stella. I am not going to go down without a fight. Very well, laugh at me as you will. Here is my best.
Jump!
Oh, I think this is a topping show. Topping. That's topping. Oh, so she, by Jove. She's topping, so she, by Jove. Oh, she's a topping little dancer with such nice bits and pieces all over her. They're both of them topping, in my opinion. Oh, she leads him on. Oh, see what I mean? Oh, I call that simply topping.
I call it indecent.
Oh, stopping always there.
What's he doing?
Growling. Growling.
Okay, good.
but isn't that just a bit coarse?
That's all part of it. You can't have your eccentric stuff fine. You might as well dress a review chorus in coats and skirts. What?
Swing me. What
did she say to me?
Tell me, Bertrand, why have you never danced like that, done those things to me?
Because you don't look like the female Dipper.
Primitive.
They're not inhibitive.
Never. Top is for a locus.
I'm sorry, stop it.
I wonder what he's supposed to be saying.
Yes, I wonder, rather.
I don't think he's saying anything. You were splendid, Edward.
Mrs. Stock. What's the matter with the Dipper?
A little breathless, Lord Mellingham.
I thought he'd be more used to it than that.
I think his new routine was particularly strenuous. It was wonderfully good, wasn't it?
Mm.
Anybody can do ordinary ballroom dances with a few trick steps, but it takes an extraordinarily clever man to caricature as he does.
Yes, the man is an accomplished buffoon.
Hush.
Go and take your bow, Mr. Dipper.
Yes, come on, we must follow it up with something hot.
So what? I can't do it anymore. Let's follow it up with something hot.
I suppose, however, that their talents range beyond the grotesque. It was my intention to engage exponents of what you refer to as ordinary ballroom dance.
Well, I should keep that dark if I could get the credit for such an original attraction as this.
True, true. I cannot thank you enough for the service which you have done me. It is you I have to thank for their success and mine.
No, I like getting to know people like that. Mm. Uncommon people. Both of them have known what it is to be in difficulties.
Indeed.
Mm. Yes. The woman in the first place has had a troubled time. She's told me about it. This is not her first husband.
Dear lady, is that an insuperable adversity?
Lord Mellingham.
Please.
I would very much like to say something to you.
Mrs. Tavistock, call me Percy.
I don't quite know where to begin, but you see, the problem is that when I arrived, you made the assumption...
Come. ..that... Let us sit and talk on the terrace.
Oh, please listen, Lord Mellingham.
I have already told you that you should call me.
Where's the air? Who took the air? Please.
I'll be on the terrace.
Where is Pauline, Henry?
Taking bath. After bath. Please, Lady Miller.
I'm very proud of you.
Madam.
Come on. They want something hot.
Please. No more.
What is it, Watson?
There is a very strange man indeed standing in my rear, madam.
How did he get in?
The front door was open, owing to the heat.
But what is he doing here?
Says he wishes to speak to Mrs. Dipper, madam.
But can't he wait outside?
Madam, his manner is arrogant. I requested him, hardly caring to use force.
Oh, well, I think I know all about him, Wattle. You better leave me to deal with him.
Madam, the man is, if I may say so, hardly...
It's all right, Wattle. You may leave him with me.
And may I say, without wishing to offend, good luck, madam.
What do you mean, Wattle?
Enough said, madam. But I thought if he was to speak to anyone, it had best be you.
Hey, what's going on here?
Somehow I guess you must be Mr. Dipper.
I guess I am.
What made you come here?
Well, now that's strange. I was supposing you'd need to know what kept me away, madam.
Look, you cannot stay here now. I must go quickly. I'll come outside with you and explain.
Yeah, but say, madam, I'm late. I know it. I met with every kind of trouble on the road. Cows and gasoline and cops and everything. But I'm not so late I can't appear. I just need to change. There's my wife in there already. And, madam, what the hell is that stuff she's handing out to
him? Explain.
Gee, I can see the odd trace of the cocktail slide and the clam razzle. But, gee, yes, but what's all this about?
Look, she had to find another partner to dance with, of course.
Dance? But, madam, this stuff is not dancing. My wife was never intended for this foolery.
Yes,
They're doing the very opposite of dancing. They're ridiculing it.
Your wife wouldn't care to see you standing here.
Why?
Well, your appearance at the present moment hardly does you credit.
Oh, gee, nor hers mine, madam. I've no desire to give you trouble, but I can't stand for this.
Wonderful. I loved it.
Where's Henry?
Someone was picking him up. Hank.
What have you got to say?
This is a nice thing you've done.
Me? What's this stuff you've been doing anyway?
Go to your room.
But I can't.
Look, I'll see to everything. He shall come up to you.
But I must speak to him. I must.
You shall, but we cannot have the scene here. Do what I ask you. He shall come up to you.
You promise?
Yes. Leave it to me.
I'll see you upstairs.
Yeah, you bet. I gotta get wise to this.
Boss. Drink. Champagne.
Hank.
Well, hello, what is this?
What?
Hank?
Yes.
I'm Hank.
Henry, this is the real Dipper.
I can't. Must dress. Must.
Henry Cecil Tallboys, you stand accused in that you did deliberately and with malicious intent impersonate one Hank Dipper, and that you did exhibit yourself in a disgraceful manner on the ballroom floor. How do you plead?
Not guilty. Guilty!
Dippers, yes, but which of the Dippers?
What, another of the Dippers?
How many Dippers? Another of the Dippers.
Got to groan and behave like something out of a jungle.
Guilty, disgustingly guilty.
A degrade.
And disgrace.
No, I was a snow creature.
So you admit that you are guilty. You did impersonate the Dipper, condemned out of your own mouth to the dungeons. Bring chains.
No, not the dungeons. No, I beg you, not the dungeons. No, I beg you.
Henry.
Not guilty.
Drink this.
There's no good the guy just lying in that chair groaning.
I
want
to
know what's going on down
there. I will explain.
Not bad news, I trust. Please, Mrs. Tavistock, enlighten me. What?
I want to see my wife.
Very well. Wait there. Now, Lord Melling.
Yes.
I tried to tell you before. That man has come after Mrs. Dipper. He follows her about wherever she goes. He is her first husband. He, too, is a dancer.
Yes, yes. Go on.
Quieter.
Come on.
Go on, dear lady.
He is swayed by jealousy. I've heard all about him from her. She's been half expecting to see him here this evening.
He has actually dared to invade...
Yes, but now, don't deal too harshly with him. I don't think he quite knows what he's doing.
I'll
send his wife upstairs.
No,
deal gently with him. He's a pitiable creature.
Pitiable? Is the man insane?
Well, his wife didn't say so, but...
His wife?
His former wife. But he seems strange and unhinged. Deal gently with him.
Yes, dear lady, but all this is very unfortunate. It's my... Come, do so. Can't explain this phenomenal affair.
It's really what... What Mrs. Tavistock has just told you. See, this man, Dipper...
Dipper? But you are Dipper.
What are you?
Not really. Well, that is to say, it is in a way, but it's a pseudonym, a nom de alias thing.
But you are the man who goes by the name of Dipper, are you not?
Oh, yes, I'm the man who goes by the name of Dipper.
And that man?
Well, his name is Dipper, too. He was the first Dipper.
Are you related?
No, I don't think so. Well, except, of course, we've got the same wife. I don't know whether they're...
Wattle, my lord, see the guests have some supper. I will be with them in a moment when I have dealt with these people.
You see, my lord, Mrs. Dipper, my wife, was well known by the name of Mrs. Dipper when
I met her first.
So, you see, I took the name and carried on with her, as it were, so as not to go and sort of ruin her reputation,
if you understand what I mean by that. Is why you permit this man to shadow you unbidden beneath my very roof.
Well, how can I help it? I'm not his keeper.
My dear sir.
I'm sorry you got him like this. I didn't want him here. He's the last person I wanted to see.
But is it his practice to dog you in this monster fashion?
Yes, it is. That is to say, wherever Mrs. Dipper goes, he generally tries to dog.
Enough of this.
Say, Lord, I seem to have caused some schmozzle here. I regret it. I know it's a bit late to show
Leave
up.
Leave this house quietly.
But can't I stay and show you my dancing? I mean,
no,
it's
sir.
Kind of tough.
I have
throw nothing me out.
Desire to
guess I don't
your
deserve
darling.
Any nose
You
days,
must be gone, my good fellow.
Well,
and
what about my wife?
Do what I
saw her in there with this person. As to what he thought he was doing with her, search me.
Purely professional
jealousy. Jealousy? Well, say, that lady's my wife, and if you want to...
Enough of you, you must...
Just let me see my wife, and I'll quit.
Go away. Away.
Let go of me.
You
have no right to do this to me. Look, I'll quit. I have no wish to remain in the house of a mad lord. Just let me see my wife.
I therefore can't you stop me from doing this.
My
lord, go on.
I've got a right to see you. I've been traveling for hours. The least thing that you can do is to get me a guide.
Can you beat this?
Poor fellow.
You should have thought of that before.
I think I'll Just go upstairs and lie down.
Be ready to dance when the guests have had supper. I expect you on the dance floor at 2:30. Do you understand? Or else...
Enough violence, Lord Melligan.
Dear lady, I have not started. Unless you are on that dance floor, I will do such things to you. I
know not what they are.
You have been warned.
Oh, cursed night. Oh, no, I am not dancing again. It's home with the milk for me. Yes, the 3:15 milk and workmen, no matter how long it takes. My clothes are in the old lord's study. I'll just talk to Mrs. Dipper.
Oh, I know what you're like in bedroom. But that settles it. I'm
going to
tear that guy limb from limb.
That settles it. Flight. We're near Melanie. Not dancing. I am not being torn limb from limb. This is the old boy's room. Now. Now for my clothes. Where are they? Oh, that gave me a fright. Those suits look like great black bodies hanging on those ridiculous silver-mounted hooks. I'll bet it's that butler. I'll bet that butler's done something with him. He has a lot to answer for, dragging me from the station. I'd like to have a word with him.
What would you like to say, Mr. Talboys? There's no good hiding behind them coats, sir. Your feet are sticking out.
How are you, and who do you want to know my name?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. Well, I've had a bit of back trouble.
No. Well, who are you, and how...
Sir, I understood you to say... How are you and who?
Well, never mind. How do you know my name?
Well, you see, sir, my intended is maid to Mrs. Tavistock, and on unpacking, apparently she took a photograph out of the lady's case, and the photograph appears to have been one of yourself. Gradual, bit by bit, me and Minnie have put the whole thing together. We are rather hot on crime stories, sir.
So the golf ball's in the bunker.
Sir?
The game's up.
What did you intend to do when you come in here, sir?
Get a car and get on the milk train. A stay here is going to be very uncomfortable, but I expect you've told the Lord.
Well, sir, there are several considerations. Firstly, Lord Mellingham is a very unforgiving gentleman, as you so rightly observed when looking for your clothes.
Where are they?
In a moment, sir. I am rather responsible for bringing you here in the first place, and his lordship will be thrashing about for victims, and I fear I will be high on the list. Secondly, me and Minnie would like to find a position in London, and I thought that you and Mrs. Tavistock might know of such a place. Perhaps a couple about to be married and about to set up home. Such as yourself, sir.
No, definitely not.
Very good, sir. I'll just go and have a word with his lordship.
Wattle, this is blackmail.
Very good, sir.
What do you mean, very good?
If you want to put a name to it, sir.
But we haven't got a family. I don't need a butler.
But you will need a gentleman's gentleman, sir.
I'm not sure we will be able to afford it.
I'm sure you're going to go from strength to strength, sir, with all your inventiveness.
Very well.
You are a gentleman, sir. I will take you at your word. You may have been a liar and an impersonator tonight, but I'm quite sure you do not make a habit of...
Yes, Wattles, don't go on about it.
They are in Mrs. Tavistock's room. Your clothes.
Why?
It happened this way.
No. Never mind. I don't want to know. Where is the room?
If I may just say, sir, I will go down and see that Lemon, the chauffeur, is waiting to whisk you away to the railway station. I will attempt to keep his lordship engaged in the ballroom whilst you make your escape. I will now go and tell Mrs. Tavistock to go to her room. You can tell her that you have planned...
To bolt? How?
By train. 3:15, Milcombe Workman, from Coombe Buddy Station.
Henry, I'm coming with you.
Splendid! But you'll have to hurry up. Oh, this is great. But what about your clothes? You can't travel by the Milcombe Workman in that getup.
I only want a hat and cloak.
Right. Oh, this is magnificent.
My luggage, though. How can we manage?
Oh, we can't take it. You must leave it.
Oh, Helen, of course. I'll have to tell her anyway.
I say, tell who? Yeah, but look out what you're doing, Stella.
I'll have to tell her I'm her chaperone.
Oh, yes. You can't leave her, can you?
I'm sure she's capable of taking care of herself. She can bring my luggage tomorrow. Yes, it'll be all right. I won't be long. What time did you say the train was?
3:15. We shall have to look sharp. It's the dickens of a way to the station.
3:15? Oh, there's plenty of time. You finish dressing and wait here. I'll be back in a moment.
It must be Stella. Something's gone wrong. Hello?
Mrs. Tavistock?
Hello.
It's Basil.
Hello.
You sound different, my dear.
I've been fighting a cold.
Positively husky. Very becoming.
Thank you.
You were coming down.
I thought I would retire.
Dear lady, if you do not feel well, of course, but you must allow me to bring you something, a little port if you throw.
No, really. I couldn't.
I insist I will bring it up in a moment.
Oh, Lord, what am I to do?
This is Tavistock.
Stella, where are you?
This is Tavistock, dear lady. May I enter?
Oh, hell.
Hello?
May I enter?
What the bath?
I'm about to have a bath.
Brought you a little nightcap. Oh, gone already. Dear lady, can you hear me?
Wait. Punch. Swash. Gurge.
Your port, dear lady. May I bring it into
you? No, oh, oh, no, oh, no. Oh.
The shower. Quickly.
Be not alarmed. Dear lady, I cannot see a thing, but you... you seem to have accumulated a vast amount of steam.
I like a hot bath with a hot shower.
You will be pleased to know that I have become very taken with you. You have disported yourself well amongst me guests, and a lack of fine jewels has not dampened your beauty. You need no longer look like a dowdy little sparrow. I will deck you in the finest of tiaras.
Really?
Is my passion reciprocated? You are struck down with excitement. Totally understandable and laudable. Exactly my own reaction had I been made such an offer by myself. Do please say something now. I take your silence for yes.
You have no right in the lady's bathroom.
I am going. Oh, what a neat little angle.
I must tell you, Lord Mellon.
Oh, Percy, please.
Percy, I am not a Mrs.
You are a widow.
Oh, I am a Mr.
You never fail to fascinate me, my dear. I would like to take your hand in marriage.
Thank you.
Does that mean you accept?
I'd like to think about it.
Of course you may. Of course.
Please leave me for my toilet.
Yes.
I will see you in the morning.
Oh, good night, my dear.
Yeah! Stella, I think we're safe. What do you think will happen to the Dippers?
I haven't had me money's worth out of them yet.
Do you think he'll ask them to dance?
That is Mrs. Dipper, is it not?
Oh, yes.
It is Lord Mellingham speaking to you.
He'll telephone up to their room.
Is your husband with you?
Yes, at least which husband?
Your legal husband, madam.
Yes, he's here now. I went out and fetched him.
He'll probably say that they haven't completed their legal obligations.
Oh, dear, what have I done now?
And he'll tell them to descend and dance.
Enough of this. You and your husband will kindly descend and dance. On this occasion, my guests desire to witness a jazz.
Oh, ye God! Here, take this quickly, Lemon. Come on, Stella.
Oi, Lem, take it. Lie this train, don't go. Don't go.
Don't go where?
Don't go to London, you know.
I don't care where it goes, as long as it goes away from here.
But what about them tickets? You can't go there.
At last. Bliss. Henry, we've been through such a night.
Oh, by the way, I think I should tell you that Lord Mellingham proposed to me in your shower.
What did you say?
We are to be married as soon as possible.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, I know. I told him I'd think about it.
You didn't.
I couldn't say yes. might have had me for breach of promise.
Why didn't you say no?
Well, it's a very nice house.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dippers are about to dance a...
modern ballroom dance.
Modern ballroom dance. You are about to witness what is known as Jazz the...
Dippers.
Dippers.
Good Lord, it's the other fella.
I should pretend you knew all the time, my lord.
Knew what, Wattle?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ciro's is proud to present the latest in exotic dancing. The Eskimo Lumber, danced by the internationally famous couple, the Dippers.
Well, Henry, how are we doing?
Well, you haven't got quite enough swing in your lumber.
You are in the profession, Stella. I think you're quite safe.
Will there be anything else, sir?
Yeah, oh, have a glass of champagne, sir.
Very generous,
I'm sure. Would you, Minnie?
Oh,
no. I propose a toast. To the waffle.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
May I propose a toast? Mm-hmm. To the tall boys.
The tall boys. One more toast to the couple who rather brought us all together here this evening. May I say they have given us much pleasure. The Dippers.
Henry and Stella were played by Michael Williams and Judy Dench. Wattle and Minnie, Trevor Nichols and Polly James. Hank and Pauline Dipper, Colin Stinton and Belinda Walker.
Helen Monk married my nephew Peter, and I married Helen's mother. Although rather dowdy and shy when I proposed, I thought I could change her. Unfortunately, Mellingham Hall looks very different these days. I sometimes miss the stuffed animals, but then one can't have everything. I put an arm out, but there is no bear. I look towards the indoor pond, but there's no crocodile. The peacocks. All real.
Lord Mellingham, Freddie Jones. Helen Monk, Dorcas Morgan. Peter, Stephen Rashbrook. The agent, Norman Bird. The band leader, John Sampson. The cowman, William Simons. The party guests, Diana Olson and Eva Stewart. Music composed and played by David Chilton and Nick Russell Pavia. Technical presentation by Richard Beedsmore, assisted by Wilfredo Acosta and Jessica Bowles. The Dippers, from the novel by Ben Travers, was adapted and directed by Peter King.